Well, for the past, couple months, I've been real busy with the TV show that's on every Thursday night, The Surreal Life, and it has been amazing. I've been probably the last 6 or 7 weeks, I've probably been at home maybe, 3 or 4 days every couple weeks. But we had a phenomenal show last week where we ended up on this reality TV show. We ended up here in L.A., at the AME church, Chip Murray's church, the bishop, and it was fantastic. We brought the entire cast to church, and God blessed them in just a marvelous way. And it was never before seen in this manner on TV, because it's totally unscripted television. It was just, whatever happens.
And they were having church in the church when you went there. Is that what you're saying?
Let me catch you up to date. We were in Las Vegas, and we flew to Las Vegas, but then they gave us a tour bus and say you have to get back home. And we left at 4 a.m. and we were coming back to go to church, and I was taking the cast to church because they were coming to hear me preach. And to a man and a woman within the cast, everybody came. And some said they had never been to church before. One in particular said he hadn't prayed to God in maybe 8 or 9 years because he had a daughter who died when she was 4 years old of cancer. And all these things were happening again. No one knew any of this would happen. But when we got to church, God showed up and showed out.
And you preached.
Oh, absolutely.
And they put it on that program.
And they put it on the program.
And it's going to be on secular television.
No, it came on secular television. It came on last Thursday, and it was just tremendous.
I mean, you preaching.
Yeah, and they didn't edit out anything in terms of they kept everything there. And kudos to them, because they really supported it, and they supported what happened, and it was fantastic.
That is a great thing. Let's thank the Lord for that. I mean, that's...